And thankful for being here. You have your Bibles, Philippians, and in chapter number 1. Philippians, and in chapter number 1. Tonight, for the reading of the Scriptures, chapter number 1. And in Philippians chapter 1, we want verse number 12. I don't know if you stand for the reading or stand together. I don't always do that, but we can tonight. Verse 12. It says here, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ of envy, even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing they had affliction to my bonds. But the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then, notwithstanding in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And be seated and help me pray. Our Father, we thank you for the good word of God tonight. We thank you, Father, that we can open the Scriptures and see the truths of the word of God. I pray that you'll help us, Lord, tonight to receive it. I pray, God, that you'll use it in our hearts and in our lives. Dear Father, make us to see clearly, Lord, your will for each one of us. And guide our steps now. And Lord, certainly our thoughts. And Lord, just have your will and your way, Lord, tonight. And we'll ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. In verse number 12, again, the Bible said, "But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." I'd like to preach for a few moments on this thought, the things that happen unto me. The things that happen unto me. I'm not going to give a personal testimony. That's not what it is. It's trying to be faithful to the Scriptures and to bring out what is in the Scriptures. I'm glad that Paul said, he didn't stop there, but he said, "I would you should understand those things." He didn't say, "There's a lot of things that happen, and let me cry on your shoulder, and let me tell you this, and let me tell you that." He said, "No, I want you to understand that the things that happened unto me had a purpose, and God worked His will in all of those things." And so let's look at it for a few moments in that light. Number one, I want you to notice with me the circumstances in Paul's life. The circumstances in Paul's life. Those things that he does not mention here, but I'm persuaded that the Philippian believers knew of those things. He did not have to enumerate those. I believe they knew what had happened to Paul. And I believe in the context, I believe it's especially speaking about that time when he was arrested in Jerusalem and taken all the way to Rome. I'm going back. All the way. No, all the way. Amen. Let me try to get that out. Amen. And look, if you will, in Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And in Romans chapter number 1, I believe that it's speaking specifically about that time from Jerusalem to Rome. And we could go ahead and say all the things that have happened in the Paul, but I believe they are specifically those things in the context. Romans, and in chapter number 1, verse 9, "For God is my witness, whom I serve with my Spirit in the gospel of the Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. He said, I'm praying for a prosperous journey to Rome. He said, I want a prosperous journey. But if you look at the scriptures from Acts 21 through Acts 28, you'll find that it was anything, as far as looking at it humanly, that was anything but what we would call a prosperous journey. I believe it was the Lord working, but brother, I'll tell you, there were some circumstances along the way that were not good things. I mean, being bitten by a snake is not a good thing that I know of. Amen? I don't believe necessarily that's a good thing. Amen? Brother, anyway, that's what I'll say. So, amen? It wasn't a good thing. But Paul said those things. I want you to understand those things. Amen? I want to see if I can put that in the right light. All of those things that happened. And brethren, you and I could come one by one tonight and tell of many things that have happened in our lives. Many things that we would not call good things. We would not say, this was a good thing. Now God works good in us. Amen. He works good. His good and His glory. Amen. It might not feel good. And it didn't with Paul. I'm saying tonight, we need to understand those things. Amen. As a matter of fact, Paul said down here, he said, I would you should understand the things. He didn't say, oh my, this happened, oh my, that, and oh my, that. He just said some things happened. Amen. I like that, don't you? Some things happened. Amen. But he was not a key on those things. He was not looking at those things. He went through those things. Amen. And a lot of things you and I just have to go through. And brother, just believe God and walk with God through our bonds, through problems, through troubles, through trials. And brother, that's what happened in Paul's life. He prayed for a prosperous journey. But I think God took him away. He didn't really expect. He didn't. That's not praying, God, help me to get there in bonds. Amen. Bonds are not good, are they? Right. Prison is not good, is it? And I'm telling you, brethren, I want you to know this tonight, you and I again, we can walk up here and we can tell some stories, brother. We can tell some things that happened to you and I. And brother, those were not good things. Those things didn't feel good. Those things we would not call good. But God was in it. God was working still. And God was working things for His honor and His glory. I want you to notice the circumstances in Paul's life. Look, if you will, in Acts 21, verse 11 to 15, Paul was warned of those dangers by the Holy Ghost. 21:16 through 22, Paul was counseled by the brethren. Be careful with the brethren. Amen? Counsel is good, but be careful with counsel. Amen? Paul was counseled by the brethren, but he was warned by the Holy Spirit. And not only that, in chapter 21, 23 and 4, he makes a vow, shaves his head, and offers an offering, brother. And that was by the counsel of the brethren. Amen. And I'll tell you, brother, we just need to step back and just obey God. Just believe the Lord, walk with God. Yes, counsel is good. Praise the Lord for all of it. Brother, but know what to take and what not. Amen. And brother, I want you to notice the circumstances and things happening here. Acts 21, 27, and 31, there was an uproar, and they almost killed Paul. Chapter 21, he was rescued by the chief captain. Chapter 21, verse 1 through 30, Paul gives defense and testimony of the Jews arriving at the castle. When he says he was sent to the Gentiles, there's another uproar. They want to kill him again. Those things are not good things necessarily, brethren. Matter of fact, I just wouldn't call it good. Amen. But God is working in Paul. Acts 23, verse 1 through 10, he gives a second defense of the castle. He divides them by saying, I'm a Pharisee. In chapter 23, verse 11, the Bible said the Lord stood by him. And brethren, that's the thing. When we go through these circumstances in our lives, these things that happen in our lives, we just need to know the Lord's with me. Amen. Not a lot of explanation, not a lot of things, you know this and know that. Just the Lord was with me. Amen. In all of those things. And brethren, I'm going to tell you, God was with him. He said, be of good cheer. You're going to Rome. In chapter Acts 23, 12 to 22, there were 40 men that bound themselves under a curse to kill Paul. They weren't going to eat. They weren't going to drink until they saw Paul dead. And I'm telling you, brother, that's not a good thing. Yeah. Amen. 40 men bound themselves under a curse. But I like the Lord's sense of humor. Look at this. In Acts chapter 23 to 35, 200 soldiers accompanied Paul. That's 5 times 40. Amen. I like what the Lord does. Amen. 70 on horses. 200 spearmen. Thank God. I like the Lord's sense of humor. Amen. And he was sent to pray with the governor. And he gave him the gospel. That wasn't on Paul's itinerary. He said, okay, I got to go by Felix. I got to get this. And I've got to go. I'm going to have all these men accompany me. I've got to do this. No. There were some circumstances that happened, brother. He didn't know all the things before he got out there. But I'm telling you, brother, go ahead and serve God. Go ahead and be faithful. Go ahead and do right. Go ahead and be faithful to serve God, brother. And listen, I'm telling you, God's going to allow some things to happen and you're going to go through some things. But I'll tell you, we need to put those in perspective. We need to put those in the right light and realize that this thing is not about me. It's about God. Amen. Amen. Amen, brother. I'll tell you, I like what the Lord does. Not only that, he's again accused before Felix and Drusilla. He's also in Acts 25 before Festus. Acts 25, 10 through 12, he appeals to Caesar. And he starts on that trip. Right. With much damage, he said, before Agrippa he gave his testimony, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Before kings, Acts 27, he sailed on the ship to Rome, passed by many places. Another ship in Acts 27, it was broken up and he landed in Melita, where he was bitten by a snake, but where he got to give the gospel out. I don't think Paul had, okay, I got to go by Melita. Amen. It just didn't happen, brethren. But God said, all right, going by this little island over here. Right. Amen, brother. Isn't that amazing? I'm amazed at the work of God, brother. I love it. I love it. What a blessing. You're going by Melita. Now, getting bit by a snake is not a good thing. And brethren, but we see he landed there. Many were healed. He boarded ship to go to Rome in Acts 28. Look, if you will, in Acts 28, verse 15. In Acts 28, and in Acts chapter 28, he's arriving near Rome. Look, if you will, in verse 15. He said, and from thence, when the brethren heard of us, they came to meet us as far as Appii Forum and the three taverns, whom when Paul saw, listen now, he thanked God and took courage. He thanked God, and the Bible said he took courage. The things that happen to you and I, brethren, we don't plan them. We don't want them. We're praying for a prosperous journey. We like level seas. We like it easy. We don't like the ship broken up. We don't like those things. And brethren, the Bible said, and if I'm not mistaken, this place that I've read, that this place they met him was a day's journey outside of Rome. At least it was outside of Rome, where they went out, knowing some of the things that happened maybe, but they went out to meet Paul. And brethren, I want to tell you something. The things that happen to you and I, there's going to be some times when we're going to be encouraged, when we're going to take courage, thank God. There's going to be some times in those things that happen, and brethren, we're going to see the brethren. And brother, I'll tell you, we're just going to give them a big hug and say, thank God for you. I appreciate you coming. I appreciate you being there for me. I appreciate what you're doing. I thank God for you. And brother, thank God, I'm telling you, the things that happen to you and I, brother, they might not be good things all the way, but we're praying that God will take care of us. Amen. And God will use us all the way. Amen. How do we know that little boy in Mexico would grow up to be a preacher? How do we know that that work would continue to go on? The other one went down, and I had lost track of that. We found out through going there in Burlington, that brother there has contact in Mexico, said he's not only there, he's the pastor. Not only is the pastor there in that building that was built years ago, and it was closed up. Nobody was using it, but now they're using it again. Thanks be unto God. I'm glad, brother. I don't understand all the things that happened, amen, but I'm here to tell you tonight, praise God, if we got the right perspective, amen. Those are just things that happen along the way. Amen. I believe that. God was with him all the way. God protects you and I until he calls us home. Amen. I mean, nothing the devil can do until he's just ready to call us home. Amen for that. Hallelujah for that. His guidance is all the way. His encouragement is there as well. The brethren came out to meet him. And the Bible said, when Paul saw, he thanked God and took courage. I didn't know what the brethren would do when we went back to Carolina. I didn't know that they were going to treat us, I mean, better than we deserve. I mean, I know me, amen. So, but I'm telling you, it was amazing, and it is amazing how God has used those folk. I mean, to a giving people. A giving people, a loving people, and a people. Listen, I preach. Listen, I skim the hide off the pulpit, brother. I mean, we can have what did that brother say? He said, "What was it? Hide in the on the wall, blood in the cracks." Amen. And brother, that's hard preaching, but I'll tell you what—they received the word of God. They received the word of God. I believe that. Not only I want you to notice the circumstances of Paul's life, I want you to notice the working of God in Paul's life. And that's probably not the best outline, but I just think that's probably what I need to say. Amen. I don't know exactly how to say it, but the working of God, the work of God in Paul's life. Look at the Philippians chapter 1 again. We see the circumstances that you and I can add in our own life, and we can see those things. Look at the verse 12. But I would you should understand, brethren, that the things. He didn't go and cry and this, that, and the other. He said, there's some things. I love that. Amen. Well, that's a perspective, isn't it? I mean, all those, he could say, man, did you know this happened, that happened, that thing happened? He said, no, there's some things that happened. Amen. And I want you to notice verse 12, which happened unto me, I've fallen out. God's turned those things around. God has had his way in all those things. They've fallen out. He said, rather, under the furtherance of the gospel. There's the work of God in Paul's life. All those things will happen so the gospel would be carried further on. So the gospel will be given out, brethren. And praise God, brother, when you and I are faithful to God, that's what's going to happen, amen. We're going to carry that gospel a little further on. We're going to carry it somewhere. A lot of folks didn't expect to go. They didn't expect them to lead it to hear the word of God. But they heard the word of God. I tell you, those governors, they didn't
expect to hear the word of God, but they heard the word of God. What am I saying tonight? I'm saying you, brother, I mean, God's working all those things out to His will and His glory. It is like, don't feel good. It don't look good. It ain't good sometimes, but I'll tell you this, brother, thanks be unto God. God's working it all out to the fervor of the gospel.
Amen. That's what He's doing. That's why Paul said these things happen. Yeah. They've fallen out. Under what? How were they turned? How did they fall out? How were they guided and moved? Because God was working to take the gospel further out. Mm-hmm. Further on. Further on. Amen. Not only that, I want you to notice this, brother. Look if you will in verse 13. So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all of the places.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, that gospel got to the palace. I mean, it got down to Melita, but it got to the palace too. Hallelujah. God help us. I mean, but I had on those shoes of the preparation of the gospel. I pray God help me. Amen. I want to be a soul winner for Christ. I don't mean that in a flippant way. I want to be an evangelist. I want to evangelize. I want to give the gospel out. God help me to do that. Amen. I mean all the time, in all places. God help me, brethren, and you as well. Amen. I think not only that, the furtherance of the gospel. Look what else he said in verse 14. And many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. They saw Paul going through hell's half acre and serving God while he was there, going through all that. And they said, if Paul can do it, thanks be unto God, I can serve him too. Amen. You're encouraging others when you are thankful to God, brother. And when you just have your perspective right, and it's on the Lord, amen, and you're just going through those things, and other folks look at you and say, I can't understand what they're doing. I can't understand how they're doing that. Then others were emboldened, encouraged, and emboldened in the Lord. Amen. Lord, help me. Preaching me tonight, praise God. Verse 14, and many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confident by my bonds. By what? That's not good bonds. But they're waxing confident waxing confident by my bonds are much more bold to speak the word without fear. What a blessing. And through your testimony, going through the deep valley you might be going through. Amen. And you think, man, I can't even hardly hold on, but God's got you there by His hand, and you're going through this deep valley, and brother, you're just encouraging on the right side, on the left, on the right, you're encouraging others. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, brother, saying, get the right perspective, keep on going, obey God, worship the Lord, walk with God, and let God have His way, so others will be emboldened, others will be blessed, others will be sent out, others will be encouraged, and they'll speak the word of God. Amen. Amen, brother. The work of God in Paul's life, what was it? Further the gospel, what was it? The brethren were emboldened. Don't you notice this? We're just reading the scriptures right down in here. Look at verse 15. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. Listen now. The one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add, listen, affliction to my bonds. He's already in bonds, and they're not encouraged. They want to add affliction to those bonds. I want to say another thing. When you're faithful in serving God, I think the motives of the insincere are discovered. I think the insincerity is manifest by many. Because you've been faithful to God. Others that are not, or they're not what they should be, is manifest. A lot of things happen, amen, when we're faithful to God. We're just walking with the Lord. We're just doing what we need to do. We're just obeying the Lord, amen. But look what happens. He said here, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, the other of love, the other of love, knowing that I'm set for the defense of the gospel. And he said, in preacher, in truth, Christ is preached, I rejoice, yeah, and will rejoice. You know what, brethren? Their motives were exposed. Because they wanted to build a ministry off of criticizing Paul. They wanted to make their ministry better. And Paul should never appeal to Rome. Paul should never have taken that vow. And maybe he should have. But he's God's servant. Leave him alone. Let God take care of him. You ever notice there are some that know more about what you need to do than you? You ever notice there's some, I mean, they know all. They can tell you what you should have done, what you ought to do, what you should have done, why you didn't do that, why you didn't do this and the other. I got news for you, brother. The judgment seat of Christ will clear up all of it. Every aspect of it will be cleared up. We just need to have a right motive for what we are doing. We need to have a godly motive. The motive of the insincere was easily seen. They wanted to add affliction. They said, Paul, he's in bonds because he chose to go that way. That's the way he went. That's what he chose. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to appeal to Caesar. He didn't have to do all that. He could have been released. And they wanted to build up themselves by criticizing Paul. You know anybody like that? Hello? Listen, how do people know more about what you need to do than you do? Boy, I'm telling you, they're wild, aren't they? I mean, they did that to Paul. He said, not sincerely. They wanted to add affliction to already being in bonds. You know what I need to do. I'll be glad. I need to know sometime, amen. But I don't think God will tell you before he tells me, amen. I think God will try to get that across to me, amen. I know I'm hard-headed, but he will try to get it across to me, amen. Brethren, the power of God, or the work of God in the life of Paul. The furtherance of the gospel. The first of God. Others are emboldened just by seeing you be faithful, walking through that deep trial, walking through those troubles, walking through those things, and faithful God. Brother, I'm telling you, your testimony will reach out and affect others. And then those that are insincere, let them talk. Let them go ahead. Paul said, notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. How therein do rejoice, yet, and we'll rejoice. Think everybody's going to be in agreement with you? Got news for you, they won't. I don't even agree with myself all the time. Man. And, brethren, there are those that will build themselves up on somebody else's ministry. Yeah. That's a shame. Yeah. That's a shame. Didn't matter. In bonds, doesn't matter. They know, they criticize. Notice, not only that, I want you to notice this, brother. I think this brings everything into focus. Not only the circumstance in Paul's life, not only the work of God in Paul's life, but I want you to notice this. And I think this is probably the clarifying thing of the purpose. He said, I want you to notice the singular purpose in Paul's life. Look, if you will, and we'll jump ahead. Verse 21. For to me, to live is Christ. Yeah. There it is right there. And to die is gain. And he says basically that as well in verse 20. According to my expectation, my hope that none should be ashamed, but they were all boldness, as always. So now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether in life or by death. For to me to live is one thing, Christ.
That's right.
It's Christ. If we can get there and stay there, brethren, then we'll see all those circumstances, the things that happen, things. Not good things. And Paul said, the things that happen. He didn't go there and say, look, you ought to hear this list of what happened to me. And he may have told some. Some knew what he was going through. Naturally, they would know. They would have known. But I want to say that singular purpose in Christ, in Paul's life, was Christ. He is our purpose. To be like Him, to walk with Him, to fulfill the will of God, Christ is preached, Christ is magnified, and Christ is our purpose. That's what we find in these verses. A lot of things happen, don't they, brethren? And we pray, oh Lord, give me a good trip. Give me a prosperous journey. Give me a prosperous journey. Brethren, I don't know how it'll turn out, but the Lord help us to be faithful and keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Have our focus right. Have it on Him. Lord, help me and help you to do that.